This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started. Finishing the chapter today with episode 563. Hey Peter, what's our chapter?
Matthew chapter 20.
And the verses?
Verses 29 through 34.
Excellent. Let's get started.
Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him.
Nice job, Peter. Thank you. Did you know that seeing with the eyes is not the only way to see? And that someone can be blind even though their eyes are working well? Well, that's what we have here. Two blind men cried out to Jesus as he was passing by one day. They said, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." By calling Jesus the Son of David, that meant that they knew that Jesus was the Messiah, the one that God promised to send to save the world. They could see that Jesus was not only a man, but that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah. Do you understand? Even though they were blind, they could see. And many of the religious teachers of Jesus' time couldn't see who he was, that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ. They couldn't see, even though their eyes were working. Their physical eyes might have been working, but the eyes of their hearts were not. They were blind to the truth of who Jesus is. They refused to open their spiritual eyes to the truth. Just because we can see with our physical eyes doesn't mean that our spiritual eyes are working. It's important that we always use our spiritual eyes to see the most beautiful things in life. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.